Joining us now for a look at some happenings on Beacon Hill is State Representative Patrick Kearney. Representative, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning, Dan. Thanks for having me.
So one of the big issues people have been discussing as here is a plan by Holtec to dump wastewater water into Cape Cod Bay, and you have co-sponsored legislation in regards to this issue.
Yeah, as we know, Holtec originally had made an announcement that they were thinking about disposing of the spent fuel water in a couple of different ways, one of which was including a dumping into Cape Cod Bay. Which we all know would have a negative impact, not only on the Bay itself, but on what the Bay provides for our communities, our local economies, in the fishing industry, et cetera. So myself and many other legislators, advocates, individual citizens, all the way up to U.S. senators have been involved. And as you just reported, Senator Markey had a hearing down in Plymouth, and it was great to see that Holtec agreed to not dump the water into Cape Cod Bay. But as Senator Moran said as well, we trust but verify. We got to make sure that we take this ball to the finish line and make sure that they follow through on their promise.
And now another big issue, and more nationally speaking, is a possible overturn of Roe versus Wade. What do you think about what the state legislature could do in response to this?
Well, it's very disappointing to hear the news out of the Supreme Court. It's frustrating that any law clerk would be leaking such information before a final decision was made. You know, the draft opinion being leaked by a Supreme Court law clerk is a significant breach of trust, not only between the justices, but also with the American people. So I hope that the Justice Department holds that person accountable. There's some funding in the state budget for us to continue our promise to folks here in Massachusetts that we will continue to provide that right to a woman's right to choose. So, we'll continue to monitor the situation. I hope that on the federal level, Congress and the United States Senate and the president steps up to the plate and they do something to codify what was a given right through a Supreme Court decision. So, that's all I have right now.
Now, the legislature also approved a bill that would allow undocumented immigrants to obtain driver's licenses.
Yes, we voted on that a couple weeks ago. I voted against that. The Senate has just taken the bill up. It was a little bit different. It heads to a conference committee. So the legislators that have been appointed to that conference committee are going to work out the details and look forward to seeing a final draft.
All righty. Well, unfortunately, we are going to have to leave it right there. But thank you so much for speaking with us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Dan, thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You as well.